Unreal. Uncensored. Unradio.
CliffCentral.com.
Yes, yes, it's the weekend. We've got a new producer. He's white in a black life show. So can we just say that, we are not discriminatory people. Welcome to the show.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you, BC.
Yes, where's our bed music?
Well, you see, you know what Duncan does is he informs me now that he's leaving.
Right.
And I only just found out that you guys have bed music. So
Duncan never loved us, eh?
Yeah. So let me just figure this out, BC. Our apologies.
Our first time having
this
a
is the
white
kind of organization we
show,
run here.
You know, and he's already messing with the black life. But we'll forgive you. It's Thursday today, too. I'm so used to having Friday. All about lifestyle.
Well, there's your sting. Or is this your bed music?
I'm looking at this white boy and I'm what is he doing on our show?
Well, that's a start.
You are fired. Okay, we've got our written warnings from last week. You are officially fired. But how was your Thursday so far?
So far, so good. This is probably the worst part of it.
Yeah.
Not being able to find your bed music.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But other than that, good.
Yes. It's written Pete Rock. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Before we go anywhere, I'd like to introduce our guest who's flying out to Hong Kong in a couple of minutes. So we have her for a couple of minutes, and we're going to utilize all those minutes. So, guys, if you are... Vicky?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
All right. Thank you. When we were told you're our guest this week, you know, they didn't tell us how beautiful you are. So, you know, the first question guys are going to ask me if I tweet your pictures is, are you single? I'm sorry.
I'm dating.
You're dating?
Yes.
So, guys, officially, Vicky is not single.
Yes.
So, don't call in asking us or SMS us or WhatsApp us or WeChat us. She's not single. Okay, so let's get that out of the way. But on a serious note, Vicky Ratsofela.
Ratsofela.
Aye!
Right there. Right there.
Please say it again.
Ratsofela. That's Tswana, by the way.
You know, I'm a Xhosa man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I got a thing for... Okay, let's move past this.
No, you got a thing for?
Oh, Tswana is just a beautiful language.
I know.
And the woman just...
Goodness, I'm blushing, eh?
Yes, no. So you are the CEO of F&B Forex.
Yes, I am.
Wow. That's a big title.
I think so, too.
Wow. So, she's now. I can't think of anything because we thought you were single. You see, so we had planned all these. You
I've
know.
Been single for such a long time.
Really? Hey?
I started dating less than a month ago.
So it's new.
It's new. In chan cha. It's very new. Yeah,
Vicky. You have a very important job. Where are you from?
I am from Mafeking. Born in Mafeking.
You're
raised
kidding.
In Mafeking. I'm a Mufftown girl.
Mufftown?
Of course.
Oh, shout out to Mufftown.
Of course. Grew up in Mafeking. All I know was Mafeking.
Right. Did you also go to Mufftown High?
Mavato High School.
Yeah.
Not really. My brother went there. I went to Botswana High School.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The rivalry school.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we know the history there. So you grew up in Mufftown, Mavato, I take it.
Mavato.
What did you look up? Who did you look up to when you were growing up?
My mom.
Your mom?
My mom. Single parent, raised 4 kids by herself.
What?
Yeah, you can say that again.
What?
Yeah, and I love the woman.
Right.
Anything for her is possible. She'll do whatever.
Is she still alive today?
She's still alive.
Okay.
72 years old.
Wow.
Still the queen.
Yes. You know where your place is in the food chain. Right?
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
So you grew up in Mafeking or Mabato and accounting.
Yeah.
Where did that come in now?
So, goodness. Those who went to high school with me and those who went to primary with me will know that I got 100 for maths. Guys, I don't know how, but I would get 100 for
maths. No ways.
And for accounting, right?
No ways.
So obviously when that happens, you are channeled to say you'll be a good accountant.
Right.
Or something in the maths.
100%.
Yeah.
For maths.
Yeah.
Was it standard grade?
No, higher grade. Always 100, but you know.
Yeah.
Top student. Yeah, yeah.
I'm stunned. Like, there's very few times on the show where I'm like stunned. And this is one of them, you know. So you got 100% basically for accounting and maths.
No, I would get 100 or 90 or 80, but I'll be the top student.
Right. Mm. And then you moved on. Clearly numbers is your thing.
Yeah. This whole family, yeah. We do numbers.
The entire family.
Yeah. Hey?
Okay. Okay.
So I guess the genes. Am I saying my mother too?
Yeah. Was she like? Was she good with numbers? I suppose the queen used to be good with numbers.
The queen is 72. Knows everybody else's numbers by head because she can't use her phone and save numbers.
Right.
She knows my number by head. So I guess that's what.
So
it is.
Maybe you took it. Not maybe. In fact, you got exactly. it from her. You
yeah, I did nothing her. to get that much in maths and accounting. Yeah.
So you went to varsity. You studied.
So I went to varsity. I went to Durban.
Okay.
University of Natal in Durban.
Right.
Why not Wits? Because my other brother was here.
Okay. And we can't have that.
We can't have that. You know, I've got three older brothers and I'm the last one.
Oh,
so you can imagine if I have to go anywhere, they're all over the place. I'm going far, dude. I'm going far.
Well, they can't reach you.
Well, you can't reach me. You gotta call me before you tell me, before you pitch up.
So
I went to Durban, had an awesome time. Studied BCom accounting.
Okay.
Then did my honors.
Okay, I have to ask you this. Whilst you were there, okay, you know that we've got those extra years, nyana, there.
We do.
Where we kind of, fall off and then on again, you know. and then we make it again and then we don't pass and then we pass again, you know. How long did it take you? How long were you there for?
I actually failed. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Failed.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Right.
I failed my honors.
Okay.
And then I repeat it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, honors is not a child's play, eh?
Right. Was it because you weren't studying? Were you partying it up? Or what was...
I guess I was a student who goes to class and listen. So, I listen.
Okay.
Then not necessarily going back and reading.
Right.
And, when you get to honors, you got to study.
Yeah.
You have to go back and open that book.
Right.
Listening to the lecturer in a class doesn't necessarily do it.
It doesn't do it, eh? Mm. So it wasn't partying. It was just,
It wasn't partying, no.
No boys. Yeah. You know, people need to hear these things, you know? Because...
No boys. No partying. For a mafta girl, I don't do a lot of partying.
Yeah. So do you also say re? John, you won't know what that means. So don't even try. Like, you won't have any cooking idea what that is, you know? And we're not even going to simulcast this because you just have to Google it. Just Google what she just said. Can you say it again for our...
For the white producer?
Yes.
Dumelar.
Oh!
Okay, Googling away. Like that?
Dumela, yes. Dumela ra.
Double R-A.
Double R-A.
Yeah, that's Dumela ra.
Yes.
He'll get it one day.
Yeah, he'll get it, ne?
I'm getting inhalers. Dulera inhalers? No.
Clearly hasn't been to Botswana.
No, he hasn't.
He clearly has not been to Botswana.
He has not been to Botswana at all.
Because that's what they say all the time.
What do you consider being charmed?
Being charmed?
Yeah, or charming a lady. What do you say when you say hello?
Just being confident. I don't think it really depends on the words you say. Just the way you come across, the way you carry yourself, body language, I think really says it all. The words, I don't think, matter.
Okay.
Okay. He's right.
You just charmed her.
There we go.
That's the problem. Get this man out of the studio. Sure. So, back to Natal. How many years did you spend in Natal?
I spent 4 years in Natal.
So that's record time. So you did your undergrad in record time then?
And then I remember I didn't pass my honors. Yeah. So I had to, so I studied in Joburg.
Okay, so yeah. You studied long distance?
Long distance, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but full time.
Right.
National School of Accounting. So I sat still, came as if I'm coming to class.
Right.
You studied, yeah.
Sure. Mm. Sure. You're making this sound easy.
People always say that.
You do. I mean, okay, that sounds of a good leader. That's signs of someone who knows their story. But you're making this sound like, you know, ain't no thing. You know, I just, you know, I failed on it. So what? And then after that, I just rocked it, you know, because a lot of people don't hear. I mean, they see you CEO, of probably one of the most important business units in my perspective of a banking culture.
That's true.
In that, you know, you handle and, you know, you handle economies not only in rands, you know, and we see you there and we wonder, who's this, you know, Chiquita? She's here, you know, who is she, you know, because that's what we do. Let's face it. That's what
true.
We do. We assess you. We don't even want to find out more about you. We judge you before that. So how do you take that criticism, you know, or even, you know, a lot of people who feel probably you don't deserve to be in that position or you know, how do you handle that? You know, because you're young as well. You're very young. For
that's
me,
true.
You know, you're very young and how does that come about, you know, where people have been with the bank, they'll tell you, me, I've been with the bank 14 years or 28 years and you getting this young, black, beautiful lady, you know? Well, how do you handle all that?
It's okay.
Okay?
It's okay. Friends, like, I guess so many things. Some clients will complain that they've been banking with FNB for 30 years. Where was I? And I'm thinking, goodness, I can't tell you where I was then. You know? And you hear a lot of things. Some people will tell you, I've been working here for 15 years. And I'm thinking, oh, goodness, I haven't been here for 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but the truth is, our journey is different.
Right, right.
I have learned, maybe I learned certain things that some people are still learning.
Okay.
And that's what it is. I'm here now. I'm occupying the space. That's
right.
What it is. So
right, right.
You deal with yourself, but I don't say that.
Yeah.
I smile and I laugh. Sometimes you walk in and people ask you, oh, you're the new lady from Ops. Because I'm short, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and there's about 250 people in the department. And then we get so many people coming in and I just like walking around the department and saying hi.
So you're active like that?
Yes, no. I walk in and I greet people. I think I know all of them. I know their names.
Sure.
I call them my people.
Your people?
My people.
Oh, nice.
Like, you know?
Yeah, bro.
Even Lucas Mangope used to say, Batubami. My people.
Right.
So that's what I say. These are my people. And I guess what people think of me is really their past and what they've learned. Because people look at you and they judge you from the moment that you saw me and you thought something.
Yeah.
And I saw you the first time and I thought something.
Yeah, yes.
But he's young.
Oh.
You know? And that's what happens. And what you can't help people if they've got a sick mind, that's them. If they've got a good mind, that's good.
Right, yeah. right.
But it doesn't really get to me.
So clearly you've given us, you know, that you've got a team of about, I mean, how many people do you manage under you?
Total 250.
Okay.
Yeah. But direct is about 8.
And what is that like?
I don't know what to say.
I mean, 250 people. So you're responsible for a unit that has 250 employees under you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pressure.
Really?
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. I don't think it is.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't feel it? You don't see it?
You know, my neighbor always says to me, you know, you always make everything seem so easy. And people say that to me all the time. But the thing is, if you're in a space, you're in a space.
Right.
For instance, I can look at what you're doing and think, it's pressure.
Right.
How many people are listening to you?
Yeah.
You know, and I throw millions, you know. Really? Do you feel that pressure?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's transferring it back to me. Now I'm feeling the pressure. By the way, can I just put it out there, listeners? I'm feeling the pressure. You know. Okay, so we've clearly established that you come from a very grounded place. You know, family is very important to you. You've got brothers that are clearly overprotective. And that makes you, you know, how has that influenced your kind of decision making?
I always say, I thank God that I had three brothers. You know, growing up with boys, listeners out there would know, if you have brothers.
Yeah.
My brother used to make me compete with his friends for playing the Ali. Hore, man.
Yeah.
So I would play TV game with him. I have to be good.
Yeah.
At 16, he was like, "You can't drive." You know, so you get there and all you know is that you have to perform. And they never treated me like I'm a girl. Mm. You can't do this.
Mm.
Whatever they
could do,
I was supposed to do it.
Right.
Yeah. So
you played the Ali.
I played the Ali.
Stena.
Oh my goodness. I wonder how bad it did. I say two and then there's one on top. And then you put fingers.
Three fingers.
Exactly.
There we go. John wouldn't know what that is.
John wouldn't know that. No, I know. Yeah. No, it's, in looking back, I thank God that I have three brothers because everything is like, you know, guys compete.
Yeah.
Amongst each other, yep. And you have to be good, you have to do that. So I grew up in that space.
Right.
Yeah, no, there's no gaily stuff. Mm. We do this thing. If we're doing this, we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're going to the farm, to my grandfather's farm, and they're driving a tractor. And
right.
You have to be able to do it.
Right.
If we need a chicken to kill today, and everybody's going, running around a chicken, you have to do that.
So you would slaughter as well, eh?
No, I didn't. I was just...
Your ratings would have gone through the roof.
I can imagine. I don't do that. No, I don't do that.
Yeah, no. You're a keeper, guys. No. This is a keeper.
Yeah, no. So really, I must say, I think just to say that is growing up with boys actually exposes you to things that, you know, you have to dream. And guys are sitting there and dreaming.
Yeah.
You know, when I left home and I went to varsity and I was spending a lot of time with ladies, I realized that conversations are quite different.
Yeah.
Guys dream and they tease each other and they tell each other how not good they are. But
yeah.
It pushes you to go to the next level.
Right.
And so I lived a life like that and that's what it is.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's exactly why it got you to like where you are now, that chutzpah. The Jews call it chutzpah.
I don't know. That sounds African. Is that African?
Jewish.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay, I would know.
Yes.
Okay.
My dollars.
Okay. Oh, you said the Jews.
Yes.
Oh, I thought. Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
John, are you Jewish?
I'm not Jewish, but I do know what chutzpah means.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right.
Can you share a little bit with the...
It means... That thing inside of you, it's almost like having guts or having, for lack of a better word, for having balls to do something. Yeah. And
I
also just the motivation to do it. It's not just the courage thing, but also getting up and doing it.
Yeah. I'm going to use that word, eh?
The krach.
Watch it, that krach, eh?
Yeah.
That sounds Afrikaans.
Yes.
No, that's Afrikaans. Eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No, you heard that one.
Krach,
yes.
I'm going to use that word. I always say there's this thing inside of me.
Yes.
When I can't explain it. Yes. So now I know what it is.
It's a drive.
Eh? It's that thing that, you know, it makes me feel like there's more.
Yes.
You know, I haven't reached... the place, but there's more, you know.
There's more, definitely.
Mm.
Now, quickly, before we go on to like your shape and how good you're looking, and what are you doing in August, you know, Sunday school teacher, that is so random.
And I love that. I love it. So I'm a very grounded Christian girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, so that's all I know. That's how I grew up.
Okay, so you're a Sunday school teacher.
So I'm a Sunday school teacher. So I believe that in life, God gives you purpose and, you know, and you can affect people in different ways.
Right.
So I've always been a teacher because I always, you know, I... can explain to somebody something that people say is complex, easy.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
That's how
like
I understand
this interview.
Mm. That's how I understand
walk
it.
In the park.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can say that. But earlier on, I was panicking. But anyway, so now that I'm here, I'm yeah. here, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, so at church, there's a ministry for, there's lots of ministries.
Okay.
And I chose the children's church one, which is Sunday school. So I teach kids. And just to make, I mean, because I feel that as black people generally, our minds, not generally,
yeah.
but, some people are still limited in their thinking that I can only do this, I can only whatever. But,
right.
you know, so I'm helping and, you know, really that's what I want to achieve with teaching children's church.
Right.
To just free their minds, to say you can do whatever you want to do.
Right. And do you have any kids of your own?
Nope.
None. That was quick.
Yeah.
Hey, this brother man. Yeah, this brother man needs to be ready. Hey,
you. Because I want kids now, eh?
Yeah, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but
okay.
before I was like, no, not kids, not now. Not
right, right, yeah. right, right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So you're doing something very special in August.
Mm.
And I can see you in good shape for
I'm
it.
I'm excited. Really?
Yeah. No, you look healthy. You look fit. Just tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
So... in August, I'll be summiting Kilimanjaro. That's positive confession right there. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't say I'm going to try.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to summit.
Right, right, right. You even got the lingo right.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
yeah.
You're summiting. You
know? I'm summiting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the highest peak in Africa. And I'm doing it purely to challenge myself. Because I feel like what I do today is a result of what I did yesterday. So you get, it encourages you to know that I've actually done this.
Right.
So I've been the CEO of FNB.
Right.
I'm a CEO of FNB Forex. That means I can go bigger. So these small steps bring you to a better, bigger dream.
As if you're not achieving, I mean, just by being a CEO, I mean, and then you want to go do something else now. I mean... does this overachiever ever end? You know, I mean, is it?
You I don't know, think you, I'm an overachiever.
Look, I mean, you cannot blow your own horn, which we respect. But you know, sometimes you need to just you know toot it a little bit. Can you give it like that? You know?
Oh yeah, the Thibaut Touch one.
Yeah, no, why you gotta brand our show
exactly.
with the Thibaut Touch thing? You know, Jono,
he's new, man.
Yeah,
he's new.
Okay, I'm looking for it. Give me
okay,
a sec.
Okay, okay. Let's try something lighter, né, for now. Whilst we look for the Thibaut Touch one, which doesn't belong to him, by the way.
Is that what you want?
Thank you. I think she deserves a round of applause.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, John.
What makes you think? I see this.
Yeah, you see, I have someone on my side.
He didn't get it.
John, get with the program, buddy. Yes. Welcome to Black Life.
Thank you.
So, did you hear what she just said, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I understand it? No.
Okay.
Which means thank you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome
to the program.
Oh man. Okay.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. So you're climbing Kilimanjaro and how are you preparing? What are you doing? You know, is there a diet? What are you doing? Who are you climbing with? Is this for a charity? Is it for your Sunday school kids? Sure. Are you preparing, you know, to get pregnant after that? You know,
yes, that's you know? True. how this came about?
Yeah.
Is so I always said I want to do 40 countries properly, from end to end, by 40. So 40 it rhymes, eh? 40
yeah.
By 40.
40 countries by 40.
By 40. Yeah, and you've done them properly.
Okay.
So, in Kenya and Tanzania was one of those countries that I wanted to do in Africa. So, what to do in Tanzania? Kilimanjaro.
Of right.
Course.
Right.
Ngorongoro Crater, Serengeti, you know. You know, what do you do in Kenya, you know? So basically, I always postponed the trip because I said I need to start practicing or rather to do Kilimanjaro. And it was one of those things that I have in my I have to do this.
Yeah.
People your bucket call it list. Bucket list. Yeah. But I'm like, I have to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so I wrote that in 2013.
Okay.
That I wanted to do Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
Didn't do it then. 2013, I started at F&B, actually at SEO. So it was a lot of stuff. So just had to focus, get it done, you know?
Yeah.
It's one thing to be appointed a CEO.
Right.
It's one thing to have done something.
Yeah.
I can say I've done this credibility in the bucket. You know?
Right, yeah. Right.
So I waited and I thought, okay, I'm going to wait a little bit. This is a big challenge. So I waited. And now I'm comfortable. Not that I'm comfortable, but I feel like.
You're ready for it.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
And I need to challenge myself to say, you know, if I have climbed the highest peak in Africa, what can stop me? In Africa.
Do you hear that? That's
I heard
the whole
that.
Country clapping for you right
oh,
there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I thought there's a lot of us. I didn't hear a lot of noise.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
about 52 million of us or something.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's just
be
about.
Louder than that.
Minimum, Nyana.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. And I'm challenging myself. It's not for charity.
Okay. This is just your
this
thing.
This is just my thing.
So you're not taking any charity. You're not doing nothing
Mm-mm.
for nobody.
I do good stuff for the charity and
I mean, Sunday school
people.
Teacher as well.
Yeah,
you know?
And my classes on at Alex as well. So I do a few. I do my part.
Right.
So last month, a few there was Mandela Track for Mandela.
Yes.
So my friend Terry Galafing.
Okay.
Am I name dropping? He's just a friend. I don't like to. Yeah. I must actually SMS it. I just threw your name in there.
Yeah.
So my friend, two of my friends actually, Zuki and
Tebe,
were doing it with the Mandela Foundation.
Right.
So he kept on saying, come on, Vicky, join us. Leave your group. Come on, join us.
Tebe.
Hey, we know Tebe.
Stomach,
hey, with the whole pressure. Oh, my God. But you gotta love him. Yeah. So he told me, now you're CEO, you must change your car. That's terrible for you. But you gotta love him. Anyway, so he said to me, no, leave your team. This one will be recorded, will be on TV, people will see what we're doing, and this for a good it's for charity.
Mm.
So I was like, good, very tempting.
Yeah.
But I'm doing this for me. You know. It's my journey, and there's six of us in the group.
Okay.
We'd like to get more girls. Guess what? It's five guys and me.
Ah, Vicky.
Vicky. I know. I know. No, but I recruited another lady who didn't last. And I'm trying to recruit ladies. And I said, okay, you know what? If I have to wait for people.
Yeah.
You will never do anything.
Yeah.
That's what happened with me and my traveling. I'll be like recruiting
friends.
Let's do this. And I'll tell them a year in advance.
Right.
Let's do New York or let's do this country. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea, Vicky. And then
They keep
I canceled it twice. And I said, never again. So I go to a country by myself. Like now I'm flying to Hong Kong by myself. Get there and I'll see. Anyway, my brother is there. So
what?
Good. Yeah. So that's what it is. Kilimanjaro is for me.
Right.
I'll probably be walking with the group
and
then take my moments.
Yeah.
Where I take this all in and I think about what's next and think about.
But what's the significance for you? I mean, it must mean something for you to want to do that.
It's exactly just motivation. Like I said,
pilgrimage of some sort.
No, if I have summited the highest peak in Africa, what will stop me?
Can I give you my own? Like, di 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 di. Well, John finds it.
I like the di 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 di.
Yeah.
No, it's just challenging myself to say, do this thing, and what is the next challenge? Life is about moving on. I like what you wrote, actually. I thought that was so profound.
Okay.
I've got much respect for you.
Okay.
Yes. What you wrote as a executive editor, I wrote that whole
name
thing.
Name drop it,
girl. I'm going to, right there. I highlighted.
Right.
On the magazine.
Right.
I've highlighted and I've written notes. I wish I came with a copy so you can see. I've got notes.
We read your notes.
Ah, man. You should have seen the pictures of the notes. I'm going to send it to Andy and to you, dude. Yeah, but that's what it is. We keep moving. What's next? I've done Dragon's Back.
Yeah, yeah. But this is the highest peak in Africa.
Yeah, I've done the highest peak in South Africa. So
yeah,
you conquer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go to the next one. You go to the next one.
But yet, with so much ease, I think, you know, your practice. I mean, so how are you practicing or how are you, you know, what are you doing to prepare for the climb?
We go to Westcliff Stairs.
Okay.
Westcliff Stairs there. They're famous for being very difficult.
Yes. Yeah. No, those are tough.
Yeah,
tough,
those tough, are tough, tough, tough. So we've been hiking every second week.
Okay.
And the week that we're not hiking, we are going up in Westcliff.
Okay. So there is a preparation for this.
There is a preparation, but it's more mental than anything.
Mm.
I think that's what it is. Because even people who are not fit can actually summit Kili. Because you're walking on average 8 to 9 kilometers in a day.
Mm.
The most difficult day, in my understanding, is the last day.
Mm.
That's summit night.
That's summit.
It's where the mind takes over.
And how many days will this...
I'm going for the 7 days one.
Okay.
So we're going up for 6 days.
Right.
The seventh one, you're coming down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no helicopter to pick you up
nope.
there. You know, there's none of that,
Mm-mm.
you know?
Mm-mm.
Sure.
Mm-mm.
Sure, sure.
And I'm excited about it, eh?
You sound it.
And
I mean,
pray every day that God, I summit this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, there's altitude sickness. So people get up there and they get sick.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what it is.
And the guys you're going with, what are they doing it for? Because you're obviously doing it for personal reasons.
Me, yeah.
And are they joining you just to support you or are they doing their own...
These guys, I didn't even know them. I met them in January, but now they're my friends. Eh?
Okay.
Yeah, I met
so
them
you make
January.
Friends very easy.
No, very easy. Even you're my friend. From here, friend.
As long as you can just say... Jono, you cannot take that stage. You just shut you. Switch his mic off. What's your mic number one? Switch it off.
Yeah, I do. These guys are doing it for we met at a hiking, at a hike.
Okay.
And I was like, guys, does anybody wants to do Kilimanjaro? Oh, yeah, we're planning to do Kilimanjaro. Awesome, let's do it. Yeah.
Just like that.
Just like that. And done. And we found... someone we organized and we're doing it.
And is there a coach?
No.
So you guys just climb on your own, you just do your own thing.
I must say these guys have been hiking for a long time.
Right.
Yeah, they've done Fish Hook, they've done Dragon's Back, I don't know how many times. So they have been at this for a while.
Right, right, yeah. Right. And I bet you they're not black.
They right are along. Black, by the way.
Really?
They
hikers?
Are black. Do you know how many black hikers are there?
No.
It shocks me. I meet them at Cape Unimat. You know all these shops that sell. I promise you.
Is that why Cape Unimat's still open? Eh?
Exactly. I promise you. I'm surprised by how many hikers are there.
Yeah.
Black hikers. And every time we meet, we go, you hiking? Oh, we must actually have a group. We must start doing this thing together.
Right.
So the number is actually growing more than I thought. I thought it was a white man's game.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-mm. There's brothers out there. Eh?
Brothers out there.
Is that where you met the brother? Anyway, moving right along.
Let's move right along.
Let's move right along. So, we just got asked a question here. Do you do any mentoring?
Yes, I do.
Okay. There's a certain beautiful lady by the name of Palisa who wanted to know whether do you do any mentoring? Do you do one-on-ones or is it a group thing? Or what do you consider to mentor first and foremost?
Okay. Personally, I don't really have a mentor.
Okay.
So I connect with people and
all
then
right.
I ask them and sometimes the journey takes longer.
Right.
So, people come to me and they say, I would like you to be my mentor.
Right.
But the first question that I want to know is why and what is that for? Like, you know, it's there should be something that connects us.
Right, right, right.
And I've had someone who I was mentoring for the longest time, but I didn't know where we're going. Like, you know, when there's no direction.
Right.
So I guess I always say to people that this, what people call mentoring, what people call, what is it, networking?
Yes.
Oh. They're just words.
Oh, cringe.
They're words.
Right,
that
right.
People use. But really, what we do, we connect with people.
Yeah.
So I've connected with someone that I go back to and I talk to in this space where I am. It's our CEO of the bank.
Okay.
I talk to Jacques.
Jacques?
He's not really my mentor, but I go to him and ask him a question.
Right.
And he answers and I deal with it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's some form of mentoring. The CEO of R&B, Alan Pollinger.
Okay.
I call up to him. My greatest mentor of all time has been Andries de Toor. He's a group treasurer of First Rand. Amazing man. And I talk
those
to
are big
random
names.
People.
Those are big names, girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're changing
they are.
The forefront
they,
of, you know,
yeah,
of banking or finance. You
yeah,
know?
You know, you're right. You're right. You're right. I look up to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, but there's no formal, let's have a meeting. I go to them when I have a question, when
okay.
I want to find out something. So it's not like, oh, we're going to meet every month, whatever the case is. So you find that somebody comes to you, you give them time in your diary, they come to you for an hour, and you don't know, actually, what is it that you're getting here? What is it that you want?
Yeah.
What question do you, what do you want to solve?
Right, right.
So I always say that, mentoring happens every day, all the time.
Yeah.
You guys have taught me a new name. I mean, a new word, a Jewish word. So you are mentoring me. You know,
yes.
You move on. And that's what it is. So I think it happens as and when. I can say John was my mentor.
No.
Yeah, but that's how I look at life. And one person that I had a formal way of saying this is going to be my mentor was Puti.
Okay.
From Shanduka.
Okay.
And I haven't seen her in a long time, but I know I can pick up the phone and call and say,
yeah.
I've got a question here and then she'll sort me out. So it's one of those things that it's as and when you need it.
You need it.
You ask.
Now, we've got 20 questions. What's your favorite questions? Right? So we've got literally... 1 minute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To ask you these questions.
All right. Okay? Let's go.
And you need to answer as quickly as possible and as fast as possible. All right? So are you ready?
Right now, I feel like some of them are going to be tricky, so I might just take my time. So I'm just telling you.
You've got 60 seconds, so we need to find out as much as possible.
Go, man.
Right. Okay. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So what was your favorite food when you were a child?
Papa Ken Komas.
What is the most played song on your iPad?
Because of You, CC Winans.
Okay. What is your favorite quote?
Move on.
What chore do you absolutely hate doing?
Cleaning. Everything else it has to do with what I have to do with my... everything.
What's your favorite indoor-outdoor activity?
Hiking.
What's your favorite time of the day?
Not the morning.
Okay, so you're not a... Okay. What's your least favorite mode of transportation?
Train?
Okay. What's your favorite body part?
My legs.
What sound do you love?
What do you mean by sound?
Anything. Any sound.
Bird sound. Oh, okay. Yeah, the birds.
If you could throw any kind of party, what party would it be for?
For life.
If you could paint a picture of any scenery you've seen before, what would you paint?
Drakensberg Mountains.
If you could choose to stay at a certain age forever, what age would it be?
30.
If you knew the world was ending in 2016, what would you do differently?
Nothing.
If you could choose a mentor, who would you pick as your mentor?
Everyone. I don't know. I don't know a particular person.
If you could be a fictional character, who would you choose?
Yeah, I don't know. And I can see you're excited. You're waiting for
I
the
I am,
answer.
Because like, I'm here. You know, everyone will probably okay. expect She-Ra. And you come up with like He-Man or the Ninja Turtles or Spider-Man. You know?
Yo, hey, that's a difficult question. I never thought this would be so difficult. Actually.
I think you don't need to be. She is a superhero She's already. A superhero. She doesn't need to be a fictional one.
Okay, like this man oh is outsmarting goodness. Me and my guest in studio. In my studio.
Mic is off.
Yes, switch off. And you need to be.
You got it.
We can go home now. We can go home now.
Oh my goodness, I always like that sound. No, I got it. Is that for me or for you? Oh, awesome.
I mean, let's do it again just for the hell of it.
Oh, goodness. I love this. I love this, guys.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. I
can
mean,
you ask me the last question?
Yes.
I'm going to ask myself and I'm going to answer. Okay. Quickly, Vicky, go. Let's go. Best hour today, 11 to 12.
Yeah, no. This show, I think we've got a new presenter on the show.
Yes, huh? and some days you need one.
Yeah.
So, you know, so these guys are so busy. This.
They're so busy. I saw that.
Yeah. Generally, there's two of them today.
Yeah.
No, the better half today.
Yes,
oh, okay.
That's sure,
yes. I get it. That's how you are the better half.
Better half.
Okay. Yeah. No, but I'm loving it, I must say.
Yeah,
I
no, love no, here. No, truly. Thanks for coming, you know. What's happening this weekend? So what are you doing this weekend? Oh, you'll be in Hong Kong.
I'll be in Hong Kong.
And how long are you going for?
For 10 days.
Wow. To see your brother, eh?
To see my brother, and we plan to do Japan together. So we'll see what we do.
And wow.
Random like that.
Yeah. And is your brother based in Hong Kong?
He's been there for the past 8 months. So, yeah. So he travels. He goes to a few countries and then...
Is your brother engaged?
No, he's not engaged.
Is he single?
He's single.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a baby though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
He's got a little...
Because I have a friend who also went to Hong Kong about 8 months ago.
Is it?
He used to work for Discovery.
Oh, then give me your friend's number so she can be my friend. I'm assuming it's a she.
Oh, yeah.
So when I get there, I have a new friend. And then I, that's how it rolls.
Do your thing,
yeah,
you
exactly.
know? So what are you going to be doing there? I mean, have you guys got any activities lined up?
No, right?
You know, there's Disney World there in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. Shopping.
Shopping, yes.
Japan.
Shopping, yes.
Yeah.
I'm doing that part.
So you're going to carry just an empty suitcase?
Yes, you should have seen it. It's empty.
Or you can just leave it and carry a backpack. Then when you get there, they just interview you at the... What are you doing here? Your passport. How long are you here for? Who are you visiting?
Exactly. Yeah, actually, this morning, that's what I was actually thinking about. Do I take the big one, the small one?
Yeah.
He says, no, just take the big one because you're going to put my archer and whatever. They might stop you. It's like, oh, yeah, I get it. So it's about...
It's about him.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's okay, it's all right. I'll bring your archer and stuff in there.
In there.
And
right.
then it can go through security and I can just have my handbag.
Yeah.
I'm ready. As in from here, I'm
straight to the airport.
I'm just going to change my shoes.
Okay.
I wore these shoes for you.
Oh. Clearly now, John is also in the picture. He's smiling. I don't know why he's smiling. But we'll just leave that there, you know. So this weekend, it's the Carling Black Label Cup, Orlando Pirates versus Kaizer Chiefs. Who do you favor?
Pirates. I know.
Almost going to.
You're always going. Yeah, I'm a Pirates fan.
Yeah. And then 1st and 2nd of August, the Art of Bricks, the Lego artwork showcasing 75 different artworks created by Nathan Sawaya. So it's happening in Rosebank. Tickets are available at CompuTicket at 140 Rand per ticket. And in motoring, what's your favorite car?
I love cars.
What's your favorite car?
Boys. Favorite car is a Porsche Spyder. Yeah, I like that car.
Let's name and shame them. So what car are you driving now?
Is that for BMW?
Okay. So you and Sumizi would get along, like, you know? Because Tom Gaga is a Z. Z4 fan.
It's a Z4 fan. I've seen his is red, eh?
Yes. And it's written Kwa GP.
I've seen that. Yes. Mine is white with red leather seats.
And since you're upgrading your car, right? Because obviously you're since, CEO, you know.
Since.
What car would you upgrade yourself to?
I like a Porsche.
So the next car is a Porsche, eh?
Depending. If I have a child, it's not going to be a sport car.
Okay.
If I don't, it's going to be a sports car.
So this brother man needs to get his action.
I hope he's listening to this.
He better be listening. So Mercedes have just launched the F15 luxury motion concept car.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to post a picture of this. It's very futuristic. I mean, I have to show you this picture because...
Is it competing with the i8?
I think so. Hey? It definitely looks it. It definitely looks it.
It's not like I know this car, but yeah.
Yeah, Vicky, I hear you're a coffee fan.
Oh, I love it.
So, I just came back from George, opening a coffee shop in George.
Really?
Yeah, and...
Well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm looking for a business partner, you know, to obviously bring a coffee brand... into Johannesburg, you know.
Okay.
So I was hoping like you and I would just go taste coffees after this, you know. Just
I think we should do that.
We should.
So I can get to know you better.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, era.
Oh! Stop the show! Stop the show! This show is over!
All about lifestyle
relationships. Oh, so it's not really over?
Back to being a white boy. He's back to being a white boy now. But on the real, you know, we wish you well. Travel safely.
So quick.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, hey?
My hour's gone.
Yeah, no, time flies when you're having fun.
But it's
been lovely having you. We're definitely going to have you again. And we'd like to hear how your Kilimanjaro climb is. We're definitely going to have you after that. So we look forward to having you. And all the best for Hong Kong.
Thank you.
I mean, you're an overachiever, so we should wish you the best for, like, literally everything.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Jonathan.
Yes, thank you. And what a great interview. So inspiring. Honestly, I'm actually glad I got caught in the show today. Because I got to really pay full attention to it. So
yeah, because you never meet CEOs just like that.
No, honestly. I mean, and get
food
to
chain, you know?
Imagine how much you would have to beg to spend this amount of time with someone so important. So
yeah.
It's a privilege.
Yeah. So, Vicky, thank you very much for joining us. And we wish you all the best, really.
Thank you.
And we're definitely gonna hear from you. Mm. And the sky's the limit with this lady. I'm inspired.
Thank you very much, Wendy.
That life. All about lifestyle, relationships, cars and gadgets. From Cassie to the bird. From Cassie to the bird. CliffCentral.com